Shalom, this is Paul speaking, and welcome to this week's A Word from Paul. I'm the director of Come to Sion Ministries, and we're speaking to you from Kiryat Yam in the Holy Land, and we thank you for being with us this week. You know, this past week was Yom HaShoah, the Memorial Day for the victims of the Nazi terror. And we had a Remembrance Day for them, and we had a two-minute siren that sounded across the country, and everybody stopped what they were doing on that day at 10 a.m. and remembered the 6 million. But there's a lot more than 6 million that died that day. The number is probably closer to 60 million that died during World War II, during this reign of terror, during this one man who took control, one man who had the Spirit of God in him, because every single one of us do. And every one of us have the freedom of choice to choose which way we're going to live our lives. This man chose a way that will make his name synonymous with Satan for the rest of history. But we look at what happened during this time in history. 63 years ago, the war ended. But during this time, when the Nazi Party had control of a good portion of Europe, and we ask ourselves, where was God while this was going on? What happened? What's going on? How can this possibly happen? Not only 6 million, but 60 million people gone. A good percentage of the world population wiped out. How could God sit back and watch something like this? How could he allow something like this? Let me tell you that God gave us free will to choose the way our lives go. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's up to us to run our lives while we're here on this earth. And every single person born has the choice to walk with God or not walk with God. And that's the only choice we have. There is no other choice. We either follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No other God. There is no other God. There are other gods, but there's no God but him. He towers over all of them. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that delivered his people from Egypt and allowed the Romans to murder 2 million Jews when they destroyed Jerusalem about 1900 years ago. And the Jews have been dying ever since because they did what God told them to do. They separated themselves from the rest of the world. They did not let other men judge them for their feast days, fast days, first of the months, or Sabbaths. They held themselves separate, and by doing that, they brought forward 1900 years later, you and I have what people call the Old Testament. I call it the first part of the Bible. We have that in its entirety to read today, to read and understand, even in the original language. So where was God? He was protecting his word while man went crazy. He was protecting his word while men decided to run off in a million different directions. He was keeping his word pure while men went out and started 9 or 10,000 denominations. But God, true to his word, went forward with us anyway. See, man thought that when Israel was destroyed in 70 AD, that Israel was gone. And they started to believe, oh, wow, Israel's gone. It's been replaced. The church has replaced Israel. Well, what a joke that was, wasn't it? 1900 years later, what happened? 1900 years later. From Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to appoint upon them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, folks, 6 million people went to their deaths, shot, burned, tortured, however it was. And from their ashes came the beauty of Israel. These people were warriors for God. After man did what he did to other men, God came and for the ashes brought beauty, and brought the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And those that survived those camps, and those that survived in hiding, and those that they continued on with God's work, many came to this country, Israel, and helped found it and fought, and some of them even lost their lives after leaving those camps and leaving that struggle there in their fight for the freedom of the Jewish people. This week was the March of the Living, they call it, at Auschwitz death camp in Poland. 3.5 kilometers of hiking. People, young people from 52 countries came and joined that march. And you know who was leading that march? The commander-in-chief of the Israeli Defense Forces. Never again will this happen to God's chosen people, the apple of God's eye. He is resurrected from the ashes of those people in World War II, his holy land. It's back, folks. We continue in Isaiah 61:4. They shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. God's holy land is back, folks. And it's here because God resurrected it from the dead. He brought it back. Why? Isaiah 61:6, you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. The Lord says that about his people, Israel, and the children of Israel. Now, because God is no respecter of persons, understand something. In Galatians 3:29, you are told as a believer that if you believe in Christ, you become the seed of Abraham, and you inherit all the promises. God didn't make any covenants with Gentiles, folks. He didn't make any covenants with any other nation but the nation of Israel. You become a part of that spiritual nation of Israel, folks. Hallelujah. I shall rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Hallelujah. Folks, you receive that white robe of saintliness when you come into the Messiah. There is no other way to get into the presence of God except through the Messiah. through Yeshua, the only way. I'm telling you right now that you are watching the prophecies unfold. You are watching the promises of God happen at this very instant, right now, as I am speaking to you. And I got to tell you that you need to understand something. Faith without works is dead. Just as dead as works without faith. You must have the covering of the Messiah. Let me tell you something. Do you think it's enough to say, I believe in Yeshua? I believe in Jesus. Yes, I do. I believe. You're in good company. Satan believes too, and so do the demons. So how are they separated from us? They believe just like we do. By their works they shall be judged. So if you think that just by shouting hallelujah once a week and saying, God, I love you, and yes, Jesus, that you're doing the right thing, you're not all the way there yet. Jesus said to us, these two commandments I give you, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hangs all of Torah and God's word. Anybody that tells you you don't have to do what God says, ask them why. Anybody that wants to direct you away from the instructions that God gave us, beginning in Genesis and ending in Revelation, ask them why. If the answer is because I'm a Gentile, say, well, I'm not a Gentile. I'm of Israel. Go to Ephesians 2:11 and learn what a Gentile is. Now, I know that I'm saying this week after week, but it's so important for this message to get out, folks. People must understand what it is to walk God's holy highway, what it is to come to Zion in joy and singing, where no sorrow and no sighing are at all. The ransomed of the Lord will come to Zion in joy of singing. The Lord says it. Read his book. Talk to him. Ask him questions. He will answer you. But clear your head and open the doors you've locked in your head by the teachings that you have been given, that have come down to you over the centuries that don't come from God's word. The teachings that any day can be a Sabbath. Well, it might be your Sabbath, but it's not God's Sabbath, and you're supposed to honor God's Sabbath. Hallelujah. You can worship him any day you please, and he loves to hear you tell him, I love you, Daddy, any day. But his Sabbath that he made for us so that we could be at rest, it is for us he made it, and we should use it to honor him and show him our love. All the things he tells us to do, folks, is not legalism. It's showing our love for our Father. It is praising our Father when we do these things that he tells us to do. Do you think it's praise to your Father if he says for you to do something and you say, well, that's not for me, that's for my other brother? What are you telling your Father? Let my other brother love you better than me. Or is that what you want to tell him? Don't think so. Pray, folks, and talk to the Lord. Avinu b'shamayim, our Father in heaven, tenu la'anashim shemakshivim akshav, oznaim lakshiv ledavar Adonai. Father, give the people that are listening right now the ears to spiritually hear what you are saying to us through your word. Father, touch them, show them what it is you want from them in their lives. Show them that it's they're going to be rejected when they come and do your word. Show them that when they truly follow Messiah, people will turn away from them, but that's okay. Jesus said it's not going to be tough to follow him. It's not going to be easy to follow him. It's not going to be a bed of roses. People are going to persecute you for his sake. They're going to call you names. They're going to throw rocks at you. Whatever it is they want to do, they're going to do to push you down and get you back out of doing what God wants you to do. But don't you do it, folks. Stick with your Father. Let him show you what to do. Hallelujah and amen. If you want to make any comments about what we're talking about here, send me an email, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Put in a subject line, Paul's Word. I'll be more than happy to read what you have to say and discuss it during these times during the week. Next week, or coming up on May 8th, 2008 actually, is Independence Day here in Israel. A day of rejoicing. A day of rejoicing in the resurrection of the land of Israel. God can resurrect. Our Father will resurrect anything he pleases. And you know the prophecies in the Bible. The dry bones are going to be resurrected. Those who were beheaded in the name of Yeshua will be resurrected. It will be the foremost resurrection, it says in Revelation. God, Yeshua, has conquered death for us, so do not be afraid of death, and don't be afraid of some persecution. Hallelujah and amen. Tune in next week, same time, and send your comments to Paul@inspiredfaith.org. God bless you and shalom.